2 Corinthians chapter 6. And as co-workers, we also exhort you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "At an acceptable time I heard you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, the time is now most acceptable. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Not giving any offence in anything, so that the ministry is not faulted, but in everything commending ourselves as servants of God, with much endurance in tribulations, in constrained circumstances, in hardships, in stricken circumstances, in imprisonments, in commotions, in toils, in sleeplessness, in fastings, in purity, in knowledge, in long-suffering, in kindness, in Holy Spirit, in unfeigned love, in the word of truth, in the power of God through the right and left-hand armour of righteousness, through glory and dishonour, through defamations and acclamations, defamed as deceivers and acclaimed as tellers of the truth, as unrecognized and as recognized, as dying, but look, we are alive, as being chastised, but not put to death, as grieving, but always rejoicing, as poor, but enriching many, as having nothing, but possessing everything. Our communication stands open to you, you Corinthians. Our heart stands wide open. You need not be under strain as far as we are concerned, but you are under strain in your feelings from your side. Show yourselves wide open as well. I speak as to children, so we have the same mutual benefit. Do not be disparately yoked to unbelievers, for what partnership do righteousness and lawlessness have? And what fellowship does light have with darkness? And what agreement does Christ have with Belial? Or what part does a believer have with an unbeliever? And what compatibility is there between the sanctuary of God and idols? For you are the sanctuary of the living God, as God has said, "I will dwell among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." So, go away from them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch anything unclean. And I will receive you, and I will be a father to you, and you will be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty.